This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning and happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mornings with Matt, a Foul Ball Area production designed to catch you up on what happened over the weekend and get you ready for the week ahead in the world of baseball. So let's get right to it. Grab your coffee, your bagel, and let's get right into what happened over the weekend in Major League Baseball. Last week, I told you about the Chicago White Sox and the surge of power they had when they hit four back-to-back home runs in one game. Well, they kept it going this week. The Southsiders hit five home runs in Friday night's win over the Chicago Cubs, five more in Saturday's win, and one on Sunday. Jose Abreu hit six home runs throughout the series, setting a franchise record for most home runs in one series. He hit home runs in four straight at-bats between Saturday and Sunday, hitting three home runs in his final three at-bats in Saturday's game, and then hitting a home run in his first at-bat on Sunday against the Cubs that tied an MLB record for most consecutive at-bats with a home run. However, it wasn't enough on Sunday, though, as the White Sox lost to the Cubs 2-1. But those two wins over the weekend brought them to 17-12, and they are just two games behind the Minnesota Twins in the American League Central. If you haven't already, it's time to start following the San Diego Padres. They are currently on a seven-game winning streak, the best streak in baseball right now. Last week and over the weekend, they hit a grand slam in four straight games, and then after taking a night off from hitting a grand slam on Friday, they hit another one on Saturday. They have earned the nickname Slam Diego. They have set a record for five games with a grand slam in a six-game stretch. They are on fire right now. They are a young, exciting team, and they are extremely fun to watch. Fernando Tatis Jr. is pretty much a lock for National League MVP at this point. If you want to hear more about the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr., and a little bit of controversy that happened last week when he had a grand slam on a 3-0 pitch against the Texas Rangers, you can check out last week's episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast. Trey Lyle and I dove into that topic. We talked about Fernando Tatis for the majority of last week's episode of Foul Ball Area. So if you want to hear more about that, check out last week's episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast. But all you really need to know is that the San Diego Padres are the most exciting team in baseball right now. And if you haven't been watching them, it's time to start paying attention. Some off-the-field news this week. A signed Mike Trout rookie card sold for $3.9 million at an auction, setting a new record. The rare 1909 Honus Wagner T206 card held the previous record at $3.12 million, but this 2009 Bowman Chrome Draft Prospects Mike Trout rookie card was put up for auction in July with a starting bid of $1 million and worked its way up to nearly $4 million when it was sold on Saturday night, a new sports card record. For my Rockingham County area listeners, the RCBL Championship Series is going to Game 4 tonight between the Broadway Bruins and the Newmarket Shockers. The Bruins have a 3-0 series lead. They won Game 3 last night as Chase DeLauder scored a walk-off run on a pass ball. Not the most exciting way to win a game, but it got the job done. They won 3-2 over the Newmarket Shockers. They now have a 3-0 series lead, and they have the chance at the sweep tonight when the series goes back to Rebel Field in Newmarket. Should be a 7:30 p.m. first pitch. You can listen to it on News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, online at rcblbaseball.com, and you can watch it live on YouTube. Follow RCBL on Facebook for that link. Now, some matchups to watch for this upcoming week in Major League Baseball. We've got another two-game series between the Braves and the Yankees Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, the two first-place teams in each of the East divisions. The Yankees swept the two-game series last time these two teams played, so the Braves will be looking for revenge. The Yankees, of course, had the weekend off after their series with the Mets was postponed when someone in the Mets organization tested positive for COVID-19. The Braves, however, they've been playing pretty well. They did lose last night to the Phillies, but they have been playing pretty well recently, so it should be a good matchup between the Braves and the Yankees this Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm sure Trey Lyle and I will talk about that on this week's episode of Foul Ball Area, as it's our two favorite teams playing against each other. And coming up this weekend, we will have the Oakland A's taking on the Houston Astros. It should be a very exciting series between those American League West Division rivals. Of course, you have the whole Astros cheating scandal still lingering in the background. There's still a lot of hard feelings relating to that cheating scandal that came out during the offseason. And there was the fight between the two teams last time they played, Ramon Laureano getting in an altercation with a Houston Astros coach that resulted in a benches clearing brawl. So this will be the first time those two teams have played since that fight, and it should be interesting to see how it goes down. That's all I've got for you on today's episode of Mornings with Matt. Make sure to tune in to the next episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast this Wednesday right here at foulballarea.com. Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for all the latest news around all levels of baseball and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune into the new episode of the podcast every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts as Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay up to date with all the happenings at Foul Ball Area by signing up for our mailing list, liking us on Facebook, and following us on Twitter and Instagram at Foul Ball Area.